Turrbal and Yagara people, we acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ruby and Eve with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland woman has been left battling a severe fire ant infestation alone, spending hundreds on pesticides. She found more than 70 nests on her property and has been experiencing limited support under the suppression program. Fire ants are an invasive species known for their painful burning sting, and numbers have exploded across southeast Queensland in recent years. Jacqueline Hooker's situation has become increasingly common, according to the Invasive Species Council, as communication breakdowns threaten to undermine the state's $600 million eradication effort. In other local news, the Chief Medical Officer of a regional health service, Charles Payne, has gone to Queensland's Industrial Relations Commission, seeking reasons for his unexpected suspension. Charles Payne has denied any wrongdoing and is waiting to hear the results of an independent external investigation about his performance. Payne was suspended on September 28th, 4 days after he was medically cleared to return to work after surgery for prostate cancer. Documents from the Queensland Industrial Relations Commission reveal Dr. Payne is being investigated over alleged poor clinical governance. The health service says his suspension is necessary as the efficient management of MHHS would be prejudiced if he remained in the workplace while an investigation is carried out. And in national news, some AI proponents have been calling on the government to create a copyright exception that would free up companies to use Australian creative works in training the large models such as ChatGPT. However, as a major win for artists and creatives across Australia, the federal government has firmly ruled this out. Attorney General Michelle Rowland says protecting creators' rights to fair pay and control over their work is fundamental. While the Productivity Commission claimed the change could add $116 billion to the economy, the government says innovation must not come at the expense of Australian artists.
In other national news, the ACC is suing Microsoft, accusing the tech giant of misleading more than 2.7 million Australians over price hikes to its Microsoft 365 subscriptions. The ACC alleges that Microsoft told users they had to accept higher prices for plans that included its new AI assistant, without revealing they could stay on cheaper non-AI plans. The case has been filed in the federal court against Microsoft Australia and its US parent company. The regulator says customers deserve transparency when it comes to subscription changes and prices, and to look carefully going forward when choosing a subscription plan. In international news, Northwest Queensland is rich in critical minerals, so will it benefit from the Trump deal? $8.5 billion of critical minerals deal between the US and Australia is set to boost the domestic industry. At a time when the world is desperate to mine and process critical minerals, an expanse of land stretching almost 400,000 square kilometres in Queensland's deep north is a place of abundance. So while Northwest Queensland is one of the most mineral-rich regions in the world, and the promise of billions has been made, not a single dollar from the deal has so far been dedicated to the mineral-rich Northwest Queensland. And for your weather today, Brisbane is quickly warming up. It's currently 34 degrees with an expected maximum of 37. The fire danger is extreme and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.